This episode of the Road Dirt Podcast is brought to you by Chuck Watwood and the good folks at Lawbike. You can find them at lawbike.com. Well, welcome to Road Dirt, the podcast of Road Dirt Motorcycle Media and RoadDirt.tv, your down-home grassroots motorcycle brand, covering what we like to call ride life. Hashtag ride life, if you will. This is Rob Brooks, your host. Thanks for tuning in. And on this episode, we want to kind of play homage to a racer, AMA road racer, that in his heyday in the 70s and 80s was a top 10 competitor and passed away kind of ignominiously here recently. And we got word about it and just felt like, you know, a tribute to this man and his racing career was in order, since he kind of passed without any fanfare. So this is called Goodbye, Ron Mass. Former AMA pro racer passes away. We found out recently over a weekend that retired AMA pro road racer Ron Mass died during the month of January from complications due to COVID-19 pneumonia. Ron was 74 years old. The news has largely flown by under the radar of most motorcycling and racing publications, except for a short article in Road Racing World magazine. We have a link to it on our website. Ron died at a hospice care facility down in Milner, Georgia, a small map dot of a town in north central Georgia, about 60 miles south of Road Dirt headquarters. He is survived by a sole stepson named Zeke Schofi. I believe he's in California. I vaguely recall Ron's name from my childhood and my teenage years in the 1970s as he competed against more familiar racers like Kenny Roberts, Gene Romero, Wes Cooley, David Aldana, just to name a few. Yet from what little we've learned about Ron, he was a tough top 10 AMA Pro Nationals competitor, piloting a Yamaha TZ750 in what was then called the Formula 750 class, later on known as the AMA Formula One class. Mass was also a U.S. Air Force veteran, as was my own father, so that caught my attention. After his years of military service and racing, he later earned a degree in aeronautical science from Embry-Riddle University and went on to fly for the airline industry. How about that? From the racetracks to the skies. What a life. It's a shame to me that such an accomplished racer and individual died with so little recognition and remembrance. Were it not for that article in Road Racing World and our own Road Dirt contributor Jeff and Barb Nicholas, who captured Ron in his racing years with some photos, we'd have learned nothing about his passing. Jeff had called me over the weekend after his death about Ron's untimely passing, and I was stunned to learn such a notable AMA pro racer actually lived so close by me. I would have loved the chance to go visit with him at some point prior to his illness, interview him about his life, about racing and beyond. Jeff gathered up some photos he had snapped of Mass back in his racing heyday and wrote some details he recalled of each. And we decided a short tribute piece was in order. You can find that on our site, roaddirt.tv/goodbye, Ron Mass. The Bible says, "What is your life? You're a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes." I've read before. It's a true statement. Here's to living each day we have to the maximum and leaving a legacy of love and goodness for those who come after us. So RIP, Ron Mass. December 22nd, 1948 to January 6th, 2023. Respectfully submitted by Rob and the Road Dirt Crew. You know, if you go to our site and you click on that article, Goodbye Ron Mass, you can even, on the website, you can actually go to a little search box and type it in. Just type in Ron Mass and it'll bring up the story, because Ron actually, Jeff was able to capture some photos of him, some black and white and some in color, from his racing years in 1977 and 1978 specifically at Sears Point, Laguna Seca, and I believe at, I think he also caught him at Riverside Raceway. So there's, yeah, several, I'm looking at it now, there's several really cool photos in black and white and in color of Ron Mass back racing in his heyday. Quite a road racer, top 10 competitor against big names, and yet he passed with really barely a whisper in the motorcycling world. So we are happy and honored to pay a little tribute to a racing life, Ron Mass. Well, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate your support for us and listening into our podcast. If you like our content, just give it a like, give it a share. Leave a comment too. We'd love to hear from you, so we would appreciate that as well. Check us out on the rest of our media platforms. Our main motorcycle magazine is actually an e-magazine. You can find us at roaddirt.tv. We have a YouTube channel where we post bike and gear reviews, races, you know, events, rallies, roads, things like that. That's our YouTube channel is Road Dirt TV, just without the dot, Road Dirt TV. I've also got three social media channels. You can find us at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, social media pages. Those are all Road Dirt TV as well. We've got a Spotify music channel if you want to listen to some tunes out on the open road. It's about 24, 25 hours worth of music on Spotify. It's called Road Dirt Classics, mainly classics because a lot of 60s, 70s, 80s, and some 90s music in there for us older guys that love to listen to the old tunes back when we're from our youth, when we're out on the open road. Well, this is Rob with Road Dirt. Until next time, ride life.